So, as you know, I am renowned for doing mad things, and I never learn my lesson. So yesterday, terrified as I was with Revive at Acca's, and I leapt off a 20 metre tower and did the slide thing, you know, when you go down. And of course, being quite sort of elderly, wanting to be sophisticated, I was holding it all in, but inside I was screaming my head off. So outside I just went, oh. And then I got to the guy at the end and went, I'm sorry I'm so heavy, because he's trying to slow me down. So that's one of the crazy things I've done. And then the other thing I never learned my lesson over is turning up to a meeting. Hey, we're going to a meeting about all in service. We're going to talk about Advent. That is so exciting. I've got an idea. Why didn't I keep quiet about that? Because now I'm here, overcoming another fear. So, here I am. The idea then, what was the idea? Well, obviously, Advent is the theme of, often is about waiting, and we use light. Light comes up in Isaiah a lot when we're talking about, and prophets, about the future Messiah. So, I'm going to set you a challenge, and you're going to think, where's she going with this? So, my first challenge, two night lights. There they are. What's the difference?
Why is the candle bit at the top where you light it? Both facing a different way.
Ah, that could be it. That could be it. Anything else?
On the left side one, on the bottom, yeah.
There's a bit of a dent. It's not perfect, is it? That light is not perfect. Right, okay, I'm going to give you some help here. Can you and your family detect what the difference is between those two candles? Yes. Oh, okay. One's got four dots on the bottom, the other one hasn't. Right,
One's longer than the other.
No, you see, you're all looking. You're all looking at the difference. You're all looking at what the physical thing is. And we know that actually that's not the way God works, is it? God works looking inside. And also, the other thing about the candles is the smell, the fragrance. It wasn't enough just for those candle makers to make it a light. They had to make it smelly as well. And that's what happens to Isaiah. God says to him, it's not enough that you just bring the Israelites back in. Oh, no, 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 no. Make this global. That is such a buzzword, isn't it, now? So that's why we chose the message. It's buzz. So it's not enough to bring in people to the church that may have been there once and have come back. That's not enough. Our job, our servanthood, and especially in this time of Advent, we are meant to be light, we are meant to be fragrant, we are meant to be more than light, and we're meant to bring everyone back in, give everyone a chance to listen to that message of light. So how do we do that? How do we become smelly candles instead of just light? And Susan Haynes just giggled then, because I sent her an email about something, and I thought, at the end of the email, I thought, oh, I was a bit moany there. So I just put, actually, I want to be a smelly candle over Christmas. She doesn't even remember it, but I did. So how can we make a difference? How can we be smelly lights? So the first thing that I came up with was, hang on, let me put my glasses on. I'm getting old. I didn't admit that yesterday at the Acca's Trust, though. I was cool. I was climbing everything they did. I just couldn't fit through the tube. Anyway, I didn't have to tell you that, but it was only because I had a rucksack on my bag. Anyway, so yes, let's go back to the question. How do we make a difference? So how do we bring this air of difference around, this fragrance? Well, the first one is to actually ask ourselves, well, do we bring a sense of hope with Advent? Or do we just bring this sense of, hey, we're going to get presents and we're going to see the family we haven't seen for ages? Do we bring a sense of hope that Christmas goes beyond the Advent season? Do we get alongside people? Christmas, for some people, is a really hard time. My mom passed away 25 years ago, and I know my dad, every year, finds that difficult. 25 years, and he still finds Christmas difficult. So we are always here as a church family for each other to come alongside and to to be there for people. And don't expect people to be leaping around on Christmas morning. I do, as you can imagine. But not everybody wants to. And not everyone is going to be that bright light. So this is us as a church family. These are us, the night lights. Some seem brighter than others. But together, we are the family of Jesus. We are a light together. And it doesn't matter if some lights are brighter than others at Christmas or any other time of year. We are there together. We need to be present ourselves and tell people, Emmanuel, God is with us. That's what that cross does there with all the lights. And it doesn't matter if someone is going through a time of doubt or someone is going through a time of grief. They are still part of that cross. Their light is there. Their light is in this family. And we need to encourage them and celebrate Christmas with them in the way that they need to celebrate it. We say in our communion, I don't know whether you've ever spotted it, but in our communion, after we've taken the bread and the wine, we say, may we who share in Christ's body have risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. And that's part of what we're doing in this Advent time. We're bringing life to others. We're bringing Christ's life, Jesus's life, into this rushing around parcel buying frenzy. We are bringing Jesus into that in longer than 2 minutes, thank goodness. But the next line is the one that really spoke to me this morning. When I thought I'd put this all together and I was all ready, it's like the Lord was saying, this is what I really want you to say. In that communion prayer, we say, we whom the Spirit lights, give light to others. The Spirit lights us. We need to remember to keep asking for that Spirit to light us. And it doesn't matter if we're really, really bright or if our light's a bit duller because we're sad. There's something going on. It doesn't matter. We're still part of the cross. We're still part of the family. And our light is there. So we whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. How do we light others? How do we make a difference? How do we get smelly? We get present with people. We're with them wherever they are. And we help them to celebrate this precious time in the church calendar in a way that they need to. And that might not be our way. I know with my dad, every Christmas, I'm very joyful, but at the same time, that hug is an extra long one. Both the hello and the goodbye hug. And the time to listen to those stories is given. The same stories that I've heard so many times. You know the ones about the vol-au-vents were always dried out and that precious tin of salmon came out every year and no one touched it except Mom. Those things. That's why we're here. That's why the Spirit fills us and we are given that gift of light to share it with others. So I close with our little prayer, and it's just repeating that communion prayer. May we whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Amen.